With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The annual March for Life was held today in Washington, D.C., bringing tens of thousands of pro-lifers to the nation's capital. House Speaker Mike Johnson told attendees that the GOP's slim national governing majority has achieved legal wins for the pro-life movement.
This moment is truly, truly an historic one for the pro-life movement, and you all know that. For the first time since Roe v. Wade was reversed, we have the White House, the Senate, and the House all working together to deliver meaningful and historic pro-life victories.
The March for Life says their goal is not only to change laws at the state and federal level, but to ultimately make abortion unthinkable. Forecasters say over half of the U.S. population could be affected by snow, ice, or bitter cold as a winter storm sweeps across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says this is a significant storm.
We're looking at over 170 million Americans that are going to be impacted by some form of winter weather, whether it be snow, sleet, or freezing rain. So quite a number of people are covering quite a large portion of the U.S.
More than 1,000 flights were delayed or canceled Friday, with more expected Saturday. People are stocking up on water, food, and generators as they prepare for the storm. TikTok has at last finalized a deal to keep the popular video sharing platform operating in the U.S. after years of uncertainty. But questions remain about whether users' experience will change and whether the changes actually address security concerns around the app. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 285 points, the NASDAQ rose 65, the S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical issues a warning, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Dr. Albert Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he's concerned about the invasion of a Minnesota church by anti-ICE protesters. Writing in World Magazine, Mohler says Christians should not minimize the incident, adding, quote, "A signal has been sent. The left is now willing to invade and intimidate Christian congregations that violate their progressivist agenda. This time it was over immigration policy. Next time it could be over anything." Michael Harrington reporting.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups are considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the last survivors have passed away. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor with few personal memories before 1945. That may have an effect on America's memory of the Holocaust. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has given Ford and GM an important green light.
The federal government has given General Motors and Ford Motor Company conditional approval to create industrial banks that will allow the companies to accept insured deposits for vehicle purchases. The automakers have a year to set up GM Financial Bank and Ford Credit Bank. Industrial banks are regulated and governed like any other banking institution, but are more limited in scope.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Donald Trump suing J.P. Morgan Chase and CEO Jamie Dimon for $5 billion. That's over allegations that J.P. Morgan stopped providing banking services to him and his businesses for political reasons after he left office in January of 2021. The stock market finished its zigzag week, full of tariff threats and cancellations, with a quiet, tentative close. The Dow was off by 285. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.